From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States and Niger have reached an agreement that will permit armed American military drones to be used and based against jihadist terrorist groups in the African nation. That word coming from a U.S. official speaking to VOA. The Pentagon has been trying to get permission from the Nigerian government to arm drones in the country long before a militant attack near the village of Tongo Tongo in October killed 4 American soldiers, 4 Nigerian soldiers, and a Nigerian interpreter. The agreement was finalized this week. It's a major expansion of the U.S. military's efforts to counter terrorism in Africa. It's unclear whether the drones will be used to carry out targeted strikes or solely as a defensive measure. More than 400 American Marines who helped recapture the Syrian city of Raqqa from the Islamic State are leaving the country, according to the U.S.-led coalition that is fighting the militant group. The Pentagon has said officially, the Marines and their artillery. The international coalition continues to provide support in nearby Deir Ezzor province, while Syrian government forces backed by the Russian military conduct a separate campaign in the same region. The U.S. Brigadier General Jonathan Braga said in a coalition statement, "We're drawing down combat forces where it makes sense, but still continuing our efforts to help Syrian and Iraqi partners maintain security." It says our remaining forces will continue to work by, with, and through partner forces to defeat any remaining ISIS terrorists. This is VOA News. British lawmakers